And I wanted to talk to you about the Peggy interviews, man. I wanted to find out what is exactly going on and try to get some kind of logic. Hopefully we can stick with the facts this time. But I want to know, why do you keep on? I mean, why do you keep on with this Peggy girl? I mean, you can see that she's got mental issues, and she's very clingy, and then you're telling her, you're leading her on, but at the same time calling her a Jewish agent and so forth. I mean, what's going on here?
I don't even know what you're talking. What do you mean? What says stick to the facts? You're the one that doesn't stick to the facts. You're the one who lies all the time. You're the one that's trying to manipulate. You're the one that calls me after we said you wouldn't call anymore. What's the point of this? What are you calling me?
Hold on. We can cover that, but could you answer my questions regarding Peggy real quick?
Why should I talk about Peggy with you anyway? Well, I'm wasting my time talking to you. What are you going
to
do?
Why do you talk to Peggy? You say that
she doesn't. She calls me like you do. I don't call her. She's imposing on me just like you do. You guys pursue me like hyenas.
Come on. Okay, yeah, because
you're like criminals, hyenas, pursuing people. You won't leave us alone.
Now, that's because...
It's like I said to Peggy, someone's got to put a bullet in your head. You people won't leave us alone. You won't be honest.
Okay, so...
You're a crime network. It's that simple.
Okay, so now that I'm part of the Jewish Crime Network, is that what's going on here?
I guess. What are you doing? You tell me.
I don't know. I'm trying to find out.
You're not trying to find out anything. Why don't you contact Peggy?
Well, that's a possibility, too. But right now, I wanted to find out, why do you keep on? Do you think this woman is really not crying? Do you think this is all a Hollywood act? I mean, what do you think is going on there?
How do I know? I don't know what's going on with you.
Sometimes you
start ranting and raving about white people trying to get me to say something about black people. That's what I think. I don't know. Okay. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're just crazy.
No, maybe you're just paranoid.
No, maybe what it is you're trying desperately because you're losing the battle and you're getting scared to death and you don't know what to do and you keep trying to trap me.
Hey, Eric, have you been to my website? I've got the heavyweight title. I mean, I'm not free of losing. I can't find nobody to get in the ring, man. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're free. You're scared to death of losing, all of you. You're losing.
Hey, look, I'm not losing. I got the belt. Have you seen my website, man?
What does that prove?
What's that prove? I just want to see, if, you know, like I said, I wanted to find out these questions. Do you think that...
Why don't you investigate yourself? What are you asking me for? You think I'm going to give you an honest answer?
Well, I don't know. I mean, are you a Jew?
I'm going to give you my view of everything.
You know, Anubis, cut back on them bags, man. Are you a Jew or what are you, man? Why don't you
investigate something once in a while? What do you call me and ask me these stupid things for?
Because you post up things, and now I had some questions about them. I mean, why do you post up Peggy? You see that she looks a little bit mentally ill, a little bit disturbed.
I'm not the one asking her to marry me. She's the one who calls me over.
But you're the one that fucking said that you were going to send her out a plane ticket. You're the one that said you wanted her to meet
her. How would you know what I said to her anyway?
Because you admitted to it in these latest tapes here. Man.
I said maybe we can do that. But I said we'll wait till the crime network's gone.
Okay.
Then we'll see who's standing. Then we'll see if you're still around.
Oh, don't worry. I'll be standing here with the belt still on my waist, man.
Oh, well, fine. Great.
Yeah, I mean,
Eric, hey, man, this is Teddy. Yeah, my profession is, I'm basically a life counselor, you know, and after reviewing these phone calls between you and Peggy, I really think it would be in your best interest to actually take her up on this. I think this woman really loves you. I think that a lot of positive things could come out of this relationship.
I know, that's great. Well, how come you guys don't get involved with her?
She loves you.
You guys, don't you realize you're not... Yeah, people like you, do you really think you can take over the world? Look at you two. You're like hopeless losers. You're at the bottom of their barrel.
Okay.
Don't you see that? You can't even see that. You guys are so stupid. You can't even see that you're not of value to any of them.
We're not a valuable asset?
No. Do you think they look at you? Do you think any of them, Rothschilds, Kissinger, Soros, any of those people look at you like, oh, these guys, we're depending on these guys.
They better not leave their doors open at night.
Yeah, big deal. You guys, you can't even see you guys are No, you guys are such losers. It's just abandoned everybody.
Tell me though. Tell me. I want to know more about it, man. Can you just explain why it is that you lead this woman on?
I don't lead her on. She calls me like you and Anubis constantly. You won't stop. You're like parasites.
Okay, this is like call
please,
number
six. Just constantly jumping on
her. Eric, this is like call number six in like 10 years. Give me a fucking break.
And Anubis calls also, and Peggy calls also, and then I get other goofballs, and then plus the email messages. I mean, come on. You're not fooling me.
Come on, man. Listen. Just stick with the facts, Eric. You know, can't we just have a normal conversation?
Facts, yeah, the facts.
Eric, there's nothing more beautiful and precious in this world than when a woman is willing to give her whole to you. You know,
oh, that's great.
For her essence.
So if you know so much about it, why don't you answer Paul's questions?
Well, no, hey, Eric. I mean, are you so insecure that you so much like you're not confident that you can smell out an agent? I mean, if I had an agent coming to my door, man, I would take the challenge. If the agent was thinking that she was going to get the better of me, I'd get the better of her panties and still avoid the chemical warfare or whatever, and still get the panties. I mean, you can't do that, man.
So are you and Anubis doing something then too together? Is that what's going on? You'll just take anybody that's anything for sex? Is that what you guys are?
Eric, if
yeah,
I
come on, that's the truth. It's the truth. You guys, that's what you guys are. Anything,
Eric.
Anything. You don't care what it is.
No, Eric, come on.
You probably
Eric,
do it with an animal.
He loves you.
Eric, I like challenges, but I'm saying in your particular
case. Yeah, well,
case,
a dog is a challenge, especially if it's real little. You probably would enjoy that too, don't you?
Well, no, Eric.
Come on, you guys, anything. Hey, you don't care what it is, if it's a little kid.
Oh, Eric, now you're going to go there, man. That's,
look, that's what it is. That's what we're discovering. Your secrets are coming out. It's all over.
Always in the gutter, dude.
No, it's you guys.
Why is everybody a pedophile? Do you listen to Celtic Rebel or something? I mean, what's
no,
what's
it's you
on?
Guys. You guys. That's what we're discovering.
You don't have any proof or any evidence to substantiate or even make those type of accusations.
Well, I don't know about you personally, but I mean, it's all over your network. It's your crime network. It's like
my
you
network.
Recruit them. You recruit them this way. You recruit them.
Listen, the Jews don't got enough money to pay me, first of all. Okay? They don't have enough
money. Oh, they don't have enough? How much do you
need? No. Huh? How much do I need? It would have to be a lot for me to break my integrity. You know what I mean?
Oh, your integrity?
Oh, you don't know I got integrity, Eric? Come on.
I didn't know that. No, I didn't know that.
Listen to the show.
Yeah. Do you ever listen to my show?
When are you going to start exposing all the Jews then? Huh? How can we keep protecting them?
Well, here's the deal, Eric.
You keep saying, oh, it's a cult. It's a cult. A mysterious cult. It's not the Jews. It's a cult.
Well,
yeah, a cult
that.
Of who? Who?
Let me explain that to you, Eric. Since you want me to answer that question, I'll do that. I fully see the Jew. I do talk about the Jew. But one thing I don't do is leave it all in the Jew's hands as if I don't have a fucking a means and ways to do something about it myself. How long can you cry about Jews? I mean, people have been doing this since the motherfucking, how long? For thousands of years now? How long before they stop crying and blaming everything on a Jew and start putting their foot forward and making shit happen for themselves? That's my point, Eric.
Amen, amen.
Well, we'll see. Well, maybe something will happen one of these days.
Well,
if that's all you're worried about.
No, I called you because I'm worried about you now again.
Oh, great. You're my mother again. Oh, great. You're worried about me.
Well, look, I'm kind of like concerned at some level. I'm not totally concerned, but I'm saying that, man, this woman is trying to give you some panties, and you're either so paranoid and delusional, or maybe the conspiracy stuff does do that to a lot of people. And I talked about that in my latest series of shows, that when you get into this conspiracy stuff, next thing you know, you can't trust nobody.
So you think I should trust her and let her come over here to my house?
What do you think she's going to do except give you panties, man?
So you're giving up on your other phone calls
to
try to make me get mad at black people. Now you're trying to get me to like Peggy.
How am
you
I
gave up on the other one, huh? That one didn't work?
Hold on.
Where you went on and on about how the white race, they're the evil ones. They're the most terrible people. And you were hoping I would say something about them dirty niggers. Isn't that what you were hoping for? And I didn't do it, did I?
No, Eric.
So now you're trying, let's try to get him to like Peggy because he could get sex that way. Wow. Let's try the nice approach this time. Let's try to be nice to him.
Yes.
It's over. You can't even fool people.
I'm working with the Peggy Network, okay? And I'm trying to get Peggy into the door over there.
Yeah, but you're not going to work. It's not going to work. You guys are too stupid.
Why do you think
you have no money?
I know.
You think you're a super genius and everyone loves you. You can't even get money on your own. Plus, they're not going to give you any.
Except maybe
to keep you going.
Listen.
You're losers.
Listen, here, you know, you might be right that I don't have a lot of money, but...
You don't have a lot of money because you're a moron. Your brain is non-functional.
No, I'm not working with the Jews, but here's my point, man.
You're a loser.
Listen, Peggy's not part of a network. She is a nut. She is kooky. She looks like she might be mentally ill. So, you know, I could understand if you were using that as the excuse not to get the panties. But as far as... You know, she's working with a Jewish crime network, and so therefore you're shooting yourself in the foot when you know you need some panties. When was the last time you had some panties?
I'm not going to get involved with her. It's not going to work, no matter what you say. What are you guys? You really think you're going to fool me with this?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not getting paid for this, what are you doing for fun? What are you doing this for?
Eric, last time I told you, why did I give you the reason last time I was on air?
The last time you were trying to get me mad at black people. Now you're trying to, you're doing a different technique. It's like, did they give you a class or something? Well, that one didn't work. Let's try this technique.
Eric.
I mean, come on, you can't even, if you're not even the same people each time.
Eric.
It's like you went to a different class and this time you're trying a different technique.
Eric. You're paranoid and delusional. I'm being serious right now. You really have issues.
I know. You're worried about me. I know.
No. Well, even I am kind of to some degree.
I'm kind of concerned. I know.
Yeah, I am.
You don't have to be concerned about me. What you need to worry about is yourself and your family members and.
Well, if I'm part of Jewish Crime Network, I mean, what would I have to worry about then? I mean, you can't have it both ways, Eric. First, I need to be concerned about myself, but then I'm working with the
Jewish
Crime
Network. Yeah, you should start turning on them is what you ought to do. You ought to get a brain and start turning on them. What do you...
Eric.
Lee Harvey Oswald doesn't even realize what a loser he is?
Listen, all I'm saying is that you know it's been a good while, probably years and years, probably even 15, 20 years since if you ever did have a piece of ass.
Well, now you're really making me feel guilty. I think I should call Peggy up right now, huh?
Well, no,
you think this is going to work?
No, but here's the reason why I called, man. The reason why I called is because if you're not going to give this woman any schlong, man, why just have her on the phone?
I don't have her on the phone. She calls me like you do.
Okay,
you guys are like hyenas.
But you love it. You love it when she calls.
I love it when you call.
Because you can, well, probably because you don't have any friends.
No, what I'd like to know is if this is what everyone does. Does Mel Gibson go through this? This is what I'd like to know. I mean, I can tell you need a bullet through your head and you're still on the phone. Oh, Eric, I'm so concerned about you. It doesn't matter what I say.
I could be
shooting at you right now, and you'd be just sitting there. Oh, he missed that one. Let's keep going.
Right?
He missed me. Let's keep going.
I know, but see that's.
This is what it's like. This is what people don't believe. You guys are not human.
No, look, dude.
You're like a creature.
You're feeding your own paranoia.
No, you guys are like a creature.
Eric, I'm on the radio. I'm on this show because you make good radio. You make my program, okay?
Yeah, that's because you have nothing to say. Your show is so stupid, I'm the only one that can even give it something of interest. Your show is so stupid, nobody wants to talk to you.
Hey, Eric, you are interest. It's like when the psychologist studies the crazy person.
But nobody wants to talk to you. That's what the problem is. Nobody wants you. Nobody wants to give you money. Nobody wants to help you. You can't get a job. You're a loser.
Maybe you should go check out my website.
I have seen your website. You're a loser.
Go look at my donation bar, and then come back and talk to me.
A donation bar? That's going to make something? What is that going
to
tell
you? Eric, you need to learn to open your heart, man.
Look, you guys have to beg for money, too. That's the other thing about you all. What losers.
Eric.
I can't believe it. And you're going to take over the world? You guys, you only were successful because people didn't realize what you were like. They couldn't believe it.
Eric.
They couldn't believe it. It's like the way you're pursuing me. It's just unbelievable. It's shocking.
Eric. It is shocking. The fact that for 2,000, 3,000 years, 5,000 years, it's still about the Jew.
Yeah, that's because no one ever does anything about them.
Yeah, because
they just chase them out.
You're
they stick the garbage
inferior.
Into someone else's yard.
You're genetically inferior, and you can't figure out how to stop someone that is so stoppable.
No, they keep sweeping the garbage into someone else's yard is what it is.
Okay.
They throw them out, and then they send them to someone else.
And none of these creatures on planet Earth have enough genetics intelligence.
Part of the reason is because you keep going after them and killing them whenever they show signs of independence and intelligence.
Eric, think about this. If someone was a part of a Jewish crime network and wanted to get your hands on you, do you think that you did? Come on, man. No one's after you.
Come on. You've already tried and tried and tried. You guys are losing. You're failing.
You've been watching too many emails.
No, it's because you're failing is what the problem is. They're finally waking up to what's going on around there. The internet has exposed you.
Eric, it doesn't matter what they wake up to. It matters what the fuck they're going to do about it.
Yeah.
And they don't do anything about it, Eric.
Most people won't. That's right.
That's why they're victims.
That's right.
Yes, because they're cult members.
Nah,
now you'll understand why. Yeah, that's right.
Most
that's why I talk
just
about
don't
them.
Care.
Oh, now they don't care?
No, they never did.
Well, they're cult members. They're looking
they're
for a savior
cult
like you were.
They just don't care. They're like animals.
Eric, you're their savior. You're gonna save them from the Jew.
Guys, we can all want to change the world, but you know, first we need to change ourselves. And one of the first things that we can do to make ourselves better is to let love into our lives.
Let who?
Eric.
Open up our hearts.
Well,
Eric.
Why don't you tell us about your family and your parents? I'd like to know who your family is. That's,
Eric.
I can't
Eric.
Believe your mother and father are proud of you.
Eric. Peggy might be a little bit nutty, but she's harmless, okay? She'd make a good nut. The two of you would get...
Okay, well, I'll think about it, okay?
No, seriously.
I will. I'll seriously think about it, okay? If you guys survive the crime network, we'll all meet together, and we'll all have a party, and I'll apologize for saying what I said, all right?
She's nutty, and she might be, you know, she might be very emotional, and you'll be having to cry, and she'll be complaining, and she'll be crying every 10 minutes or whatever, but at least she'll have a piece of ass, though, okay? She'd probably make a good meal for you. You and her could make fucking bread together or whatever.
That's just great. Now, look, last time I said, if I hung up, would you call again? You said no. So how about if I hang up and you guys just quit and leave me alone, all right? Bye.
Come on, man.